Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that violence is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hey everybody, it's Crab Diving Monday, hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. Oh, we see here after 5 p.m. out on the eastern type coast, if that's where your ear holes are sucking us in right now. If not, if you're listening, if it ain't that time, you're possibly listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network, crabdiving.com/live, or you've downloaded us as a podcast, a wonderful gift at iTunes, at Stitcher, or possibly at crabdiving.com. Welcome, everyone, to the home of herpetological bigotry.
Oh, yes.
My name is Patrick Vile.
What up, snake haters? My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And sitting with us in studio, muted, is my mother.
Not muted, but...
Well, no.
Choosing to be off mic.
Yeah. Why don't you just say hello? Just go up to the mic and just say hi. You don't want to?
Okay. Okay, hello from Florida. I'm here.
There you go. All right. My mom says hello. I can't believe that there are that many snake apologists out there.
What we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, if you join us during the show here, by the way, you can tweet us at crabdiving, one word, on the Twitter machine. We'll open the phone lines up in a wee bit here for you to call us. But if you join us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, all kinds of conversations going on there. We've got one that Ryan put up. It's a story about, what is it? Some snake. It's a snake story.
I don't really know. It's a Burmese python, I believe. A big, gigantic predator.
I don't know. I don't see color.
Yes. And if you get swallowed up by that thing, you're not going to see anything. Right. But the inside right. of that serpent stomach.
But I don't even know what the story was about. It doesn't even matter what the story was about because some guy...
Nobody read the story.
You made a comment about having these snakes is great until it deep throats your kid, swallows your kid.
Oh, sure. Listen.
Or
whatever.
Or abuses your child.
Either one
in any way.
It duggers you.
Or duggers
you. Have you ever been duggered by a snake? And that's the worst.
God, some guy... Who some?
He's a snake lover.
Herpophiliac, right?
Yeah.
Herpetophiliac, herpetophilia, herpophilia.
Do you like snakes?
I don't dislike snakes
because this is okay. Now this is the problem I have with people that own pets, snakes as pets.
Yes,
snakes don't feel anything. Like they don't feel emotions. Honestly, do you think they do? Do you think a snake wakes up in the morning is like, oh God, I'm so happy.
I'm so angry. About the man's inhumanity to man.
Oh, right.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think there's a lot of affection going on
there. Are snakes upset about marriage equality?
I think when they're hugging you, they're trying to kill you.
Oh, yes. Oh, I think they're not hugging you.
Right.
They're constricting you.
Or if they like curl up even on you, they're cold-blooded.
Yes.
You're a big warm rock to them.
There's no emotion. It's
right?
No, you're right.
Yeah.
Listen, if you own a snake as a pet, then it's just your way of saying, hey, world, look at me. When I was a child, no one paid attention to me. But now I have a snake, so maybe you'll look at me.
These people that walk around outside wearing them like a boa.
They're not an accessory.
Around their neck, right.
They're not a fucking accessory. I mean, you can appreciate snakes, right, for, you know, what they are, the marvel
for their slot in the food chain.
I mean,
yeah.
It's amazing if you think that. They can't see, right? They hunt
primarily
on scent.
They don't have legs. They can see.
But why would you? You see how close that snake was to that child?
Yes.
I mean, what if
child's hugging the snake?
Yes, and the snake is hugging the child, or better yet, the snake is thinking about eating the child. Honestly, the snake doesn't have any feelings for that child, other than yummy.
Other than if my stomach wasn't full, I'd be wrapping around this warm rock and killing it, right? I mean, that's
right.
I don't see.
This is the real shame today is we don't have a camera in the studio because all of a sudden we are now in a cooking show. Now listen, I know you don't want to be on camera.
Your mom's doing KP.
In the microphone. Tell.
I don't think it's.
You can't even hear. All right, turn on. Well, my mom is peeling potatoes, and what's that dish going to be? Now you're on. Now just say in the microphone what you're cooking.
I'm cooking a big pot of stew.
Okay. We have stew tonight. Meanwhile, we're peeling potatoes in the studio. I think that's perfect. That's nice. But snakes don't have feelings. That's the point.
Snakes do not have, I don't think so. I don't know that they have, like, personalities and stuff.
Some animals do.
If you have multiple snakes, are you like, oh, that's the frisky one? Yeah. Oh, that's the quiet one.
My snake looks sad.
Right. That's the morose snake.
I heard people, I'm not kidding, people go to the pet store and they buy Prozac for their snake because it's depressed.
They do.
Just kidding. But like this,
Viagra.
It makes me think of snake Viagra.
This is a whole. It's like rigor mortis for the whole snake.
That doesn't exist.
So anyway, this guy, let's call him Howard, who did change his picture to the LGBT rainbow. So
right.
he's obviously not a complete dickwad.
Now listen, maybe this is not a guy we want changing his profile pic to the rainbow. Because the homophobes will say, now there's your slippery slope. This snake lover wants to marry his snake.
Right. That's why I can't hear anything.
Oh, you can't hear?
No.
Yeah. But I don't know. I honestly think if you want to have a pet snake, what you really want is attention.
Look at me.
Yeah, because what do you get out of that thing?
Well, apparently Howard must have loved him some reptile because he's got definitely the term of the day.
I've never heard of that.
Way to promote herpetological bigotry, morons.
Yes.
Show a picture of a kid with a snake and you spew about it eating the kid, though you can count on one hand the number of humans of any age seriously injured by pet snakes. But a picture with a baby and a pit bull, the dogs that maim and kill people year in and year out, aw.
But you can domesticate a dog, can't you? Right, Kate? I mean, Kate's domesticated.
Roughly.
Right. I mean, and she has feelings and higher brain
function.
And
a personality, right?
Yes, but a snake doesn't. It just doesn't.
And I'm not worried that if I forgot to fill her dish today that I'm going to fall asleep and wake up dead from her.
Or if you're going to put one of the... If you're an asshole with a snake in an aquarium and you're like, oh, I forgot to latch the cage today. Looks like Fluffy, the little chihuahua down the street's dead. My stupid pet got out.
Get a grip and do some fucking reading, OP. Your ignorance is utterly repulsive.
Oh, I can get a grip because I'm not a snake with my hands.
And then Spencer, a friend of crab diving, yes. one of the
thank you, Spencer.
One of the angry crabs out in Crab Nation, said, get a grip on reality and take a joke, Jesus. Christ. And now it's a thing. This guy, it's a conversation going on between two or three different people.
Yes.
And this Howard guy, who, man, is really defending snakeitude.
I feel like we could say Howard's full name because I think he's a proud proud snake lover.
He responded to your picture of Ice-T from Anaconda.
That's Ice Cube.
Ice Cube.
Go ahead.
Green anacondas are kind of assholes, Ryan.
Oh.
You shouldn't really keep them unless you have a lot of money. They need a swimming pool-sized habitat, but no chlorine.
Okay.
And they never seem to learn you're not food.
What? That's you're making our point.
If I win the lottery, I'm going to have a pair, though.
Does Kate think I'm food? No. Okay. She thinks I'm someone that can maybe gift her food.
She thinks you provide food, yeah, right?
Maybe she looks at me. Maybe I'm food to her. Maybe I'm not making a good point. Maybe Kate looks at me. It's like, oh, God, I wish he was a steak. Maybe he can pet me.
Because why isn't he petting me? Why isn't he filling my dish right now?
Well, I didn't think I would. You know, I just put this story up on Facebook. It was like, this is a stupid filler story I could put up in between, you know, promoting our podcast, which everyone should be listening to on crabdiving.com. And if you want to go buy snake food for your stupid, exotic, look at me, I'm special
rats,
pet.
Right?
What go about to Amazon.
Where's the rat lobby? Where are the rat lovers? Saying, oh, the humanity.
Well,
the,
we live in Los Angeles.
Oh, the rat manity.
The rat lovers are here somewhere. The rat manity?
Yeah.
Oh, that should be a movie. That should be a stupid movie Disney should put
rat manity.
Rat manity. Oh, the rat manity.
So, lots of lively convos going on our Facebook.
That's the biggest story on our Facebook.
It is.
I mean,
well,
usually we're dealing with equality and, you know.
Actually, a story that may have.
Ant-Man.
That may have broke a story that may have broken a record is the Ted Nugent story.
The fake one I put up. It broke a record.
The oops. Yeah, that's one of our biggest posts ever.
Oh God. I put a fake story up on crab diving.
It's a satire from one of those satire sites, and it's
I fell for it.
That Ted Nugent said Native Americans should go back to the country they came from. from Newslow, which is a parody or satire news site.
But you said I was suffering from Poe's Law.
No, it's a classic
condition.
It's a classic Poe's Law, which is on the internet. It's because things and people are so batshit crazy that you could tell a story that's batshit crazy that's fake, and it's perfectly 100% believable.
That's right.
It's not believable.
By the way, if anyone is cooking along at home right now, I believe the beef is simmering with a half a cup of onions diced in the bottom of the pan.
The potatoes have been peeled.
I feel like we we were at lunch, you and my mom, we were at lunch talking about Paula Deen. It's like the Paula Deen show.
Paula Deen.
But without all the racism and bigotry.
Paula Deen, it's kind of fun. You know, she put out that ill-advised picture last week of her pretending to be Lucy while her son was dressed up as Ricky. For some reason, nobody told them. This is what I don't get.
I don't get it.
They were on a TV show. That's that guy behind him is one of those TV chefs.
They were on
some show or something. They took a picture. They had makeup. They had hair.
Right.
They had costuming done to dress her up like Lucy and him like Ricky. Nobody told him not to do brown face.
But
I mean, come the fuck on.
You took makeup class in college in your theater courses, correct?
Yeah, and you had to do a race switch. Did you have to do that too?
Yeah, I had to do a transracial crossing over. Oh, no. What's the word? Transition.
Right.
Racially transitioned.
You had to do a Caitlyn. Michael Jackson Caitlyn, they call it. Where you change your race and your sex.
We're talking about big organs. I mean, your skin is the biggest organ on your body.
I was going to say, what do you know about Michael Jackson? Did you have a Jesus juice experience
that
you didn't tell anybody about?
Oh, right.
Are you just now having repressed memories?
By the way, speaking of Michael Jackson, at the Lotus Bar this past weekend in Koreatown, I sang Human Nature on karaoke night.
Oh, there you go. Karaoke.
Right.
They say why.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I just want to say I want to apologize to all the snake lovers out there that might also be crab diving fans. I had no idea you guys are so fucking sensitive.
To all of our herpetological non-bigots.
To all people that kind of get a thrill out of owning a deadly reptile.
All the horrific shit we say 10 hours a week.
That?
And somebody jumps on our dick for a snake comment.
I gotta tell you, I want that guy. I want him to call in. Can he call in? I want him to call in and explain
I understand if he loves his pets and everything, but goddamn.
Right. You know what? I'm going to message. I'm going to just comment. I'm going to comment on the thread and say, why don't you call in and explain your weird belief system?
Here's, I guess we can get to...
Yeah, let's do the news. We don't need to talk to somebody. Think about the weirdo we're talking to. I'm talking to some guy who, you put a snake next to a child, and you're like, he's like, oh, that's so cute.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, July the 13th, 2015.
The year of our Lord.
These are the headlines. Over at Just Because I Have It Open First, Let's Get Dumb First and See What's Going On. Oh, this is a great story. Over at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
The ninnies of the Drudge land.
You think they're snake lovers over there?
Oh,
well, that's who they are.
There's probably quite a few.
A lot of people that own guns and are like these crazy people bunkered in with all their bullets and their world bullshit.
Should I not find it odd that somebody who is apparently a liberal is way into snakes?
Yeah, I think that's very strange. Because it's weird. Because I don't know
why either. It just seems odd to me. It seems like it's kind of a libertarian kind of well, maybe not. I mean, you see the tattooed and the pierced, and a lot of those are free spirit.
Now let's get real for a second. Let's think about it. Think about the people you know in your life that have owned snakes.
Okay.
They're all stupid.
Yeah, assholes.
They're dipshits.
Yeah,
they're dumb. So, no, they're not. Probably not liberals, most of them. Because we learned on this show
I don't think if there's anybody I've pissed off
I don't know. But if you're a conservative, you're more likely to be a dumbass, right? I mean, because of your brain, the way your stupid, idiot brain is set up. Maybe it does make sense that you like snakes.
Well, the oxygen gets cut off to your brain with your head up your ass all the time.
You can't think with your flux capacitor all kinked up.
The headline over at the Drudge Report. Well, okay, we're going to have to back up.
Yes.
And set the groundwork before we talk about the headline.
A foundation.
Because this is a great story about this drug lord who escaped. Did you hear about this?
Oh, my God, yes.
What the hell's fucking wrong with our prisons? We got two assholes up in the Northeast who dig their fucking way out.
They had a horrible plan, man.
And then, well, they trusted the wrong people. If
was there a getaway car, a Winnebago something?
Well, no, if that one woman that they had set up their escape plan with hadn't freaked out and bailed, then they might have had their plan a little bit more. But
I thought what was screwy is they got out there and all of a sudden they didn't have a way to get out of
right, because she bailed on them.
Oh, that it was her fault.
Yeah.
She
was like, I'm supposed to meet them here. And she was like, forget it, I'm not going to do it. So she left him high and dry.
Better luck next time, guys. it's going to be tough, though.
So, Mexican's drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman out of a high-security prison for the second time, by the way. He's done this before.
Well, this was in Mexico.
Yes.
Okay.
In Almoloya de Juarez, Mexico.
Oh, yes. It's my favorite.
Another tunnel. Oh, except this one was like he had cable and you know, a wet bar down there.
We don't have cable.
It was amazing that they even built a little scooter.
Really?
Did you see that? They had a little motorcycle, a specially built little motorcycle for him to hop on.
But this is
just for the tunnel. How does nobody hear them build a 1 mile long tunnel under a prison? That's why they're thinking everybody's in on it. They just think every single Mexican in fucking Mexico was in on this. He paid.
All hands on deck, guys.
500 million of
them.
That's not
a bad idea. People in this country, they think all the time, who do you pay off? Well, what about everybody?
Right.
What if you just pay everybody off? What's wrong with that?
So this guy got out, snuck out through a subterranean tunnel. What other kind of tunnel?
Redundant. Yeah.
You got through an air tunnel.
Yeah. How about this? Why don't we outlaw tunnels? It seems like they're troublesome.
Well, I don't think this was a sanctioned event.
This was a non-sanctioned tunneling.
Last time he got out in 2001, he just bribed his way out.
He had a scooter.
He was seen entering the shower area at 8:52 p.m. on Saturday and then disappeared.
They tunneled out through the shower?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Where did they start? Like the plug? I'm serious.
Oh, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
He is wanted by U.S. prosecutors. Also has been featured on the Forbes list of billionaires.
Oh, wow. Good for him. Well, that's how he escaped.
Well, right.
If you're gonna escape from prison via a tunnel and you want a nice scooter, before you do that, you might want to try being a billionaire.
I mean, this is like all these TV shows we watch where no matter how much security they've got, the right. big evil bad mofo still manages a way to break out, right?
Money,
and you think there's no way.
Money talks and bullshit right. walks or crawls through a tunnel and escapes. Or not.
This guy, I don't know, some former head of the USDEA for global operations said, I don't think they took into account the cunning of Chapo Guzman and the unlimited resources he has.
I think they're right. They didn't.
If he is able to make it back to the mountainous terrain he knows so well in the state of Sinaloa, he may never be seen again.
I think he's gone.
He's there.
This guy, yeah. this guy's Andy Dufresne.
Right. I don't think he's out hitchhiking right. somewhere.
No way.
If he had a tunnel built for him, I think he's already fine.
But why?
So they found a 20-inch hole in the cell's shower.
20-inch?
A ladder descending down into the tunnel, 32 feet.
Okay.
The tunnel was 5.6 feet high.
Okay, that's a big tunnel.
Yeah.
But it's only 20 inches wide.
And 28 to 31 inches wide.
So that's not that
5 feet high. 1224, not quite 3 feet wide.
98% of the people in Minnesota are not escaping out of that hole.
Would never make it. 18 of the officials at the penitentiary are being interrogated.
We got to leave Wisconsin behind. They're just not going to do it. They're not going to be able to get through.
There's a massive manhunt. Yes.
They're never going to find him.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's... The likelihood of them finding this guy is probably pretty low.
If I'm this El Guapo, I'm walking around. If someone's like, hey, El Guapo, I'm arresting you and bringing you back to prison. I hand him a mountain of cash. Here, why don't you take this?
They're saying that U.S. officials are going to be a little pissed off because we wanted Mexico to extradite him for his heinousness here. And we thought we'd be able to better hold him. Here in the United States, says they were concerned about how dangerous he was and they had a lack of confidence in the Mexican authorities to keep him from operating in jail. He was in jail before. They said it was just like business as usual.
He was just running
his shit from jail the first time.
He built a man cave.
He didn't. His minions.
Well,
did.
Yeah, but somebody did for him. That's nuts.
And they had to know exactly where to start digging.
Yeah.
They found a house that was under construction a mile away. That's where the tunnel starts.
Oh, okay.
And then they had to know where to go. They couldn't get like right under his cell, so they had to know to get to the shower area and where to tunnel up into that.
They had to communicate
with him to let him know where to go, where to be when the tunnel's done.
There's
a lot of people in on this.
It almost seems like at some point you're like, why don't we just bust him out the traditional way?
Helicopter.
Shitload of people, a lot of guns, a big helicopter.
That's been done a couple of times, the helicopter thing.
I mean, it just seems like this guy could just buy everybody off at the prison.
Which is probably what happened.
Yeah. The best thing ever is you're a guard at this prison and El Guapo shows up.
Or...
You get pay, baby.
Or we've got your sister.
Oh, yeah. That's probably it.
Kind of thing.
Shit. Legalized drugs. We don't have these problems, assholes.
A lot of it goes away.
Right.
If you decriminalize, at least. Maybe not legalize everything, but shit.
El Guapo.
At least decriminalize it. So that's the story that is the background for the headline.
Okay.
Over at the Drudge Report. Da, da, da. El Chapo warns Trump to shut mouth.
He better.
This was Mexico's... he's tweeting, by the way, El Chapo.
El
Chapo's on Twitter.
I keep calling him El Guapo after the famous villain in The Three Amigos starring Chevy Chase, Steve Martin, and Martin Short.
Martin Short.
El Guapo.
El Guapo is, by the way, after his first escape, he had like big time plastic surgery.
Oh,
this is like a spy movie.
What did he? Did he have the same thing Donald Trump did to his mouth? Was it
turned into an asshole?
That's the funniest picture I've ever seen.
Oh, got somebody.
That's on our page somewhere, isn't it?
As a comment, yeah.
You didn't post that?
I did not. No.
You would have done a better job with that.
I would have had the asshole hairs blend into the facial hairs a little better. So El Chapo,
yes,
has been gloating on Twitter.
Yes.
About having gotten out.
Fuck you.
Donald Trump has been shooting his mouth off.
Absolutely.
Trump has been saying that Guzman is the epitome of everything that's wrong with Mexico. If I was the president, I would kick his ass. Trump says,
"You know, you can't just kick people. You can't just that. You can't. That can't be your policy. I'm going to kick your ass."
Yes.
Then why don't we let somebody from Florida run our country? Then I'm going to kick your ass.
Well, maybe one of them.
Redneck bullshit.
George Bush is Florida, right?
I'm going to kick your ass.
James Earl Jones Bush.
Yeah.
Following the scape. They've now tweeted, I guess it's administered by his son, Ivan.
He's a social media guru for El Chapo.
If you keep... Oh, it's blanked out, so I've got to try to fill in what these words are. If you keep pissing me off, I'm going to make you eat your words, you fucking blonde milk something.
Milk sack. You are a blonde milk sack.
It begins with an S, and it says it's a homophobic slur.
Milk sucker, right?
I don't know why they would blank out sucker, though.
I don't either. Well, it's the action. It's different. It's context.
Milk shitter?
No. Milks. Oh, okay.
I think it's milk shitter.
Oh, that's nice.
There you go. He also... said, never say never about like when he went to jail the last time.
Oh, yeah.
He tweeted out, in this life, he who risks nothing cannot win.
Wait, you're going to make me hit the gong every time?
Good things come to those who wait.
El Chapo's wise.
El Chapo is putting out 140 character pieces of wisdom. But he's already taking a swing back at Trump. Like, you better watch your mouth. If I was Trump, I might watch my mouth.
This is a guy that built a basement in a prison. He built a basement to escape in.
Right.
I mean, he could get to Donald Trump.
It used to be much higher on the list, on the Forbes list, than Trump.
Does Trump have bodyguards?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure, probably.
I mean, he has to. He says so many shitty things. I would if I was him.
I don't know if it's necessarily government provided yet, but...
I don't need the government to take care of my security. I got the best security ever. I'll build a whole wall.
Public enemy number one in Mexico, Joaquin Guzman Loera El Chapo.
El Chapo.
Aliases El Chapo, Chapo Guzman, or El Rapido.
Hello.
El Rapido.
You've reached the Crab Diving Studios. We can't come to the phone right now.
The fast one. El Rapido.
He's the
5 feet 8 inches tall, 165 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. In case you guys see him,
all right,
there you go. He's wanted.
He's my height.
He's somewhere in the Sinaloa region of.
I could be El Chapo,
Mexico.
Is he really?
Huh?
In the Sinaloa region,
right? Mm. So there you go. That's the headline over at the Drudge. They're worried that El Chapo is making threats against the Donald.
It is kind of weird that El Chapo would do that. I mean, you do go to all the trouble to getting out of prison. I can't imagine how much that heist cost him. Why doesn't he just shut up?
Social media is important to him.
Go somewhere.
He's got a brand.
Live on an island. His brand.
He does.
El Chapo.
It's the El Chapo brand.
Do you think he has a publicist?
He's the son, right?
His son is
tweeting out for him.
Right.
No miento, El Dorado. I won't lie. I cried, but men. Oh, about the men, I promise that the general will be back, I think. in my bad Spanish here.
God, his son's not a great tweeter. He's kind of boring. Spanish.
Why didn't they translate this one?
I promise that the general will be back.
Yeah, so that's the headline over there. Let's see I'll be what back. The HuffPo has to say. The commie pinko,
liberal
effete commie pinko Huffington Post. Oh, it's red. It's a red headline. Really? And this one's going to make the heads explode on the right.
Perfect.
It's been a great couple of weeks for that.
It really has.
According to the Associated Press, the military is ready to drop the transgender ban.
Yeah.
It says Pentagon leaders are finalizing plans aimed at lifting the ban on transgender individuals in the military.
Where am I going to pee under enemy fire?
Right. With the goal of formally ending one of the last gender or sexually based barriers to military service.
Right. So now we're going to have a sodomy based army.
Well, we already have a sodomy based army. Now we're going to have an army where where men can go into the bathrooms and look at your hoonanny.
Yes.
During the last 6 months, transgender individuals have not been able to join the military. Or they're saying with the new plan, during the next 6 months, they'll still won't be able to, but then they're going to, I guess, loosen the ban on that.
I love it. In the next few months, they're going to loosen the ban. We don't want to get too crazy with deciding to treat people like people. Let's ease into that.
And how many hordes of transsexuals are running to join the military?
None. I mean, I don't know.
I mean,
maybe.
Not that I'm just isn't an inordinate amount. Are there a lot of people with former vaginas or former penises that are out there trying to,
I don't know,
join the military?
Yeah, but they should be able to.
Absolutely, everybody should be able to. Everybody, I respect the hell of those people.
Yeah.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo. The transgender ban is getting ready to drop. I'm sure the panties will be getting wadded up momentarily on the right for that. Speaking of,
yes,
let's step into the warm basking shower of butthurt again.
Hand me a towel.
Because still about the gay thing.
Really?
Yeah, they're not going to let this one. Yes. This one ain't going to lie.
By the way, the next ingredient going into the beef stew is carrots. The
carrots are being sliced.
Oh, Kate might get a carrot.
Kate might get a carrot or two.
They're right there, Kate.
She likes carrots. I think if they're cooked, I don't know. I don't know if she's into the raw ones. So
earlier I said that dogs have like a higher brain function, but I think she's trying to figure out if that's a carrot. She doesn't know if it's food, and she just ignored it.
I think she knows it's food, but she smells the beef, and she's like, "Don't, you're not fooling me with that crap."
Okay.
So what else is going on here? I've got the butthurt stories. There we go.
Oh, yes. Now, are snakes allowed to join the army? Can they do that?
I don't know.
I don't want to be, what is it? What is the word again? A
herpetological bigot.
Yes. That guy is a herpetological supremacist.
Right. I don't think
he favors snakes.
I don't think he can cure the herpetologies.
Yeah.
Alex Jones. We haven't had an Alex Jones clip in a long time. This is Alex Jones over at InfoWars. Alex Jones. Here's him. He's got an opinion.
Right.
About the gay marriage. Or just marriage, as it is called now. And here's a little bit, ladies and gentlemen, of InfoWars. Oh, Alex Jones ringing in on the gay marriage.
He's nuts.
Let's move on to the gay marriage thing. I'm a libertarian. But if you're a real listener and not somebody with a script, you would know, not hundreds, but thousands of times, and if you listen to my show the first 18 years, I didn't even cover this, I don't get into what you do in your bedroom, okay? I am not in people's bedrooms. I am not a Pharisee. I'm not a hypocrite. My world does not revolve around sex either, and so I'm sick of it. It's a football issue. It's not a federal issue. It's a distraction to be passed back and forth. Now,
which is also bullshit, by the way.
He's making his point. He's making... I don't want to be in the bedroom. Yeah, nobody does. That's why.
But then he says. But then he backs off and says, "State's issue."
Yeah.
He uses that bullshit I don't want to be in anybody's bedroom. But it's a state issue. The states should be able to decide if they should be in your bedroom.
It's so strange because it sounds like he's about to make the right point. He's about to make the right point. It's like the state shouldn't tell us who we can or can't marry. You should be able to marry whoever the fuck you want to.
Right.
It seems like he's about to say that.
Distraction to be passed back and forth. Now, the truth is there is a move at the UN. There is a move to sexualize children. Sumner Redstone.
Okay. We've just flown 100% off of the fucking rails. There is a move to sexualize children.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about this week at the UN. That's the initiative. MakeChildrenHotter.com, please.
And Sumner Redstone, the fossilized chairman and CEO of Viacom.
Yes.
What is, well, let's see, I guess. Tell us, Alex.
Yeah.
Sexualized children. Sumner Redstone has said that, and it's nobody's business to be trying to target children with Heather has two mommies, or you can't say boy or girl because somebody may not identify as that. That is space cult, suicide cult, exterminism, craziness.
Exterminism. Exterminism, craziness.
That's space cult. That's space cult.
Eugenics transhumanist cult wants to confuse the general species ahead of rendering us down and removing us. The decision has been made. Cheer up. The post-human era is dawning.
The post-human. The
post-human era is dawning.
This is a pro-herba... What is that?
Herpetological.
It's a post-herpetological world.
It is.
This is a snake world now. We're no longer human.
So, by he's saying that there is a UN effort to sexualize children, and that they're using the gay agenda,
right,
to somehow do this.
The weird thing about
they putting like oysters in the Fruit Loops for kids or something?
So.
Are they putting some kind of aphrodisiac?
Right.
How are you sexualizing the kids?
I don't know. He's strange though, because at the beginning of this, he said, "Now, if you're a real listener to this show, you're not like reading a script." Did you hear him say that? What does that mean?
He complains that people take everything he says out of context.
Okay.
So, you know, if the, like this.
Yes.
He'll complain about this. This was a minute, 19 seconds out of his ridiculous, moronic show.
When right-wing nut jobs are like, people complain that they take what I say out of context. What they really mean is people listen to what I say, and then they look
it
up.
It. You're right.
Figure out that it's total bullshit.
Exactly.
And then call me on it.
The plan is an asexual humanoid, even if they decide to keep us around, stated in hundreds of textbooks.
Hundreds?
The plan is an asexual humanoid, even if they decide to keep us around.
That's so strange. But it's in hundreds of textbooks.
Apparently.
Asexual
humanoids that they're trying to create.
Wow.
Which it's in hundreds of textbooks, right? I'm surprised you didn't know that.
You know, my mom teaches. I've never heard her mention in a textbook that they have an asexual humanoid robot.
Right.
Terminator.
Right.
a droid.
She teaches art, right?
Yes.
They're not allowed to draw boys or girls now.
Anymore. No, no.
It just has to be just blank.
It's.
Yeah. It's. So that's Alex Jones,
right?
Squealing in butthurtitude.
Yay!
About the
good for him
advancing big gay monster.
It's been a while since we heard from him, and he's still stupid.
Still batshit crazy.
Yes.
We've got a little. Speaking of, Tony Perkins is still going.
He's
all
worst.
Worked up. American Families for Jesus, who love the neighborhood of God. I don't know whatever the hell his stupid group is.
It's a group of people with like AOL addresses.
It's a hate group.
You know what I mean?
Right. He's from the Family Research Council.
Hey, it's my favorite.
The FRC.
Right.
Well, there was the Western Conservative Summit in Denver last month.
Hello.
I didn't get my invite. Did you get an invite
to
it?
No, I did. I RSVP'd. Are you not going?
It's already over.
Oh, yeah.
It was last month.
It was fun. You should have been there.
Tony Perkins was there, of course.
Right.
And also Colorado legislator and Uber Christo Dickwad, Gordon Klinging Shit.
Nine!
Of Dr. Chapp's fame, former...
Yes.
Chaplain,
right,
for the Navy.
And he was
Run out.
Yes.
Because he wouldn't stop cramming Jesus in everyone's orifices.
Yeah, he couldn't do his job.
The Gordon was also at this event.
Hello, Gordon.
And interviewed.
Oh.
Tony Perkins.
Oh, my God. How can you tell who's interviewing who? I mean, really.
Right,
it's
right.
Like one right-wing nut job talks to another. What do they do? Do they agree on everything?
Well, here's Gordon Klingenschmitt talking to Tony Perkins. He asks him about the gay marriage decision.
Talk about public schools and education. Will this decision be used as a pretext to re-educate children?
Well,
Jesus Christ.
Again, here we go. They're coming after the kids. They're letting gay people get married. Obviously, they're coming for your little snowflake.
I'm going to re-educate them. Mm-hmm. You're going to re-educate them. How are you going to do anything?
It'd be really fucking nice to just plain educate them in this country.
That's all we want.
Let them re-educate.
Well, they're uneducating. What they want to do is actually worse than just, they should just not say anything. Just don't teach anything. If you go to school in Texas, it would be better probably if the teacher just didn't say anything.
And this is this is like a convention. Like they have all that piping and curtains set up and booths everywhere. This Western conservative summit. Can you imagine what
up grinder.
Oh my God. Imagine what each and every one of these stupid booths is all about.
Jesus. Anti-evolution.
I wish I can't read the background. It's too blurry, but there's a booth behind them that I wish I could read the sign. But here they continue.
Already happening. I mean, they're already doing this without the decision. With this decision, this will be used as a club to force conformance across the spectrum. And I think we're now at a point where parents who are given the authority and responsibility by God to educate their children.
Ugh. Given the authority and the responsibility by God to educate their children.
I've got the authority from, I don't know, name some character in Harry Potter.
Dumbledore.
Dumbledore has given me the authority to re-educate or whatever.
And they're the ones who don't want to tell people about shit. They don't want the kids to learn about evolution. They don't want their kids to learn about science. They don't want their kids to hear opposing views to their moronic, knuckle-dragging worldview. I guess they know they can't sustain it.
Yeah.
So God forbid the kids get a little bit of knowledge and think for themselves.
Well, and also, like, how do you teach that world to anyone? How do you spend someone's whole scholastic career teaching someone about a world that's only 6,000 years old?
Right.
Where so many, like, I don't know if you want to call them miracles of nature, are explained away by, like, you know, a bunch of animals got on a boat and waded out a flood, and that's...
Right. Some atheist tweeted out or Facebooked out today or something, something to the effect of... something Ken Ham said...
What?
He said, this is a guy who believes that the universe was created 6,000 years ago, 1,000 years after the Sumerians invented glue.
The Sumerians invented glue?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Before the Bible was written.
Why do you think they did that?
Before the 6,000 years, you know, before they're stupid.
That's kind of interesting. Like, why did the Sumerians invent glue?
Why they needed glue?
What did they break? What tore?
Yeah,
did they have paper at this point?
It was a really nice vase that somebody broke, and they had to put it all together.
What came first, paper or glue?
Paper? I don't know. Who knows?
We're thinking the advent of paper would have necessitated the glue, because, like, what if some, you know.
Well, maybe they're not gluing paper. What if they're, like, you know, doing decoupage?
Or what, right? Or what if a, you know, little knob came off of a cabinet and you want to stick
exactly.
it back on?
Who knows what the Sumerians were up to?
I invented Elmer's.
Here's a little bit more of...
Now, they can delegate the authority to a public school, but they will still be held responsible by God. Now, I think we're at a point where parents have to seriously consider removing their children from government schools.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
But here's the thing. They want the government to pay for it then.
But now we have to walk around in a world where a bunch of idiots have been educated by Tony Perkins' disciples.
Right.
That's terrifying.
That are going to be teaching and...
Don't forget, slavery wasn't that bad.
Teaching.
They had roofs over their heads.
He's like, they're going to be teaching. Right, they had roofs. Be teaching. Teaching should be in air quotes, if anything.
Government schools that are going to be teaching and indoctrinating their children into immoral sexuality and this.
Teaching kids that homosexuality exists. See, this is, they don't even want them to teach that it exists. They're talking about like sex education courses where you say, by the way, this is how, you know, a man puts his parts inside a lady parts and we have babies.
Right.
Sometimes man parts like to put themselves in other man parts and vice versa. And women parts like to rub their women parts up against their other women parts. You can't tell them that. They're going to run down in between history and math and start touching each other's and sword fighting and stuff.
Well, I mean, tell
them about that.
Right. Everybody knows your junior year in high school. That's when you learn how to effectively put a ball gag on.
Exactly.
Or in. So it stays the whole sesh.
So ridiculous.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Teaching that homosexuality exists and that it's okay means you're indoctrinating the children, forcing them into the immoral gay lifestyle.
Tony, listen to Tony Perkins makes me think, how do you educate kids to not sound like this idiot? That should be the goal.
Exactly. Either of these idiots.
Oh, yeah.
Into immoral sexuality and this redefinition of marriage.
Oh, immoral sexuality.
They're so butthurt. It's really great because the visual is good because he just looks so sad.
Oh, it's so
funny. He really looks so sad.
He's sad face.
Sad face Tony Perkins. I've got one more.
What?
This is a gentleman who is a true classic.
Oh, yes.
Here on the Crab Diving Show.
Okay.
Is your gay god going to come and save you?
None other than Rick Wiles.
I worship gay god.
Of True News.
Yes.
Rick Wiles is crying.
Yes.
Full of butthurtitude. All we have to do, I'm just going to just play it.
Gay god is merciful.
Right.
Very merciful and loving and kind. And stylish. And he also loves Wham. And everything fun, right?
He was a big fan of Andrew Ridgely.
Who's that?
The other guy in Wham.
Oh, really? Oh, shit. Gay God would definitely have known who Andrew Ridgely was.
Hey. Okay, here we go.
As the congregation placed their hands over their hearts and began to recite together the Pledge of Allegiance to the American flag. And the Holy Spirit spoke inside my heart and said, Rick, as America has turned her back on me.
Yes.
If God's talking to you in your heart, does he need to address you by name?
Oh, no, that's true. He's already in your heart.
Right. Rick. Hey, Rick.
America has turned her back on me. I want you to turn your back on the American flag in this church as a witness to this congregation that my covenant with America is over.
That's sad. It's over for good, or is he coming back?
I didn't want to do it, but I heard the Lord.
Oh.
And I suddenly understood why he was talking to me on Saturday about the betrayal of a treacherous spouse who departs from the marriage. And so I quietly turned around in my seat row and I faced the other end of the church. I bowed my head and I remained quiet.
Listen to how dramatic.
Oh, I know.
I bowed my head and I remained quiet.
Yes. You're going to make people, he's going to take that pause, and he's going to make you wait for the word quiet. That's the most interesting word. The writing in this speech, let's forget what he's talking about. It's just atrocious.
And blah, blah, blah. I'm going to skip ahead a little bit.
And what does
that mean?
What does it mean? He's like, God was speaking in his heart, but yet needed to name him or something?
God is telling him that you better turn your back on the American flag.
Oh, okay.
Because God said his covenant with America is over. He's done.
You know, God says that all the time.
God wants a divorce.
He does it every week.
Sunder. The separation is final, and there can be no reconciliation unless America totally renounces and turns from her perversion and rebellion.
He's so upset, isn't he?
America's a her, by the way.
Oh, of
the
course.
Country's a she. Is every country referred to as a
great,
her?
America has a great ass.
Yeah. No. But I mean, like, if you're referring to a country, you don't say it. You say her, like a boat.
I think maybe.
She.
I've heard that before, like Britain.
Like, I just got back from Peru. She was great. That's weird.
That sounds like you went to down to Tijuana.
To Peru with the Secret, with the Secret Service.
And visited Peru. The one named. here's a little bit more. It's all the same. It's just hellfire and brimstone.
It's great.
I heard the Lord say, very soon, great woe and travail shall come upon the American people. And when they cry to me for help, I will turn my back on them. As
this is God saying he's going to turn his back. Do you think he's reading?
Yes, here? Absolutely.
It sounds like this is prepared.
He's reading, and his important. You can tell they're important lines because each syllable is stressed.
Yeah.
I mean.
Now, I'm not surprised that the sexual perverts are trying to legalize other perversions. I am surprised that they are moving so quickly after the Supreme Court victory. Without a doubt, Barack Obama is the most vile, wicked, evil man to gain power since Adolf Hitler.
Whoa! We've gone Hitler!
Godwin's law, ladies and gentlemen. Barack Obama is the most evil, vile since Hitler.
And I challenge you. Okay, you can't say Hitler.
Mao.
Okay, that's one.
Pol Pot.
Okay, that's two.
Stalin. Well, Stalin was around Hitler time.
Show me Osama bin Laden.
There have been a few. These were people since then.
Margaret Thatcher.
That might qualify. Yeah.
Nobody likes her. Reagan.
Hitler. Full Hitler.
Yeah.
Old man to gain power since Adolf Hitler. I believe he is demon possessed. I also suspect that in the Kremlin, political, intelligence, and military officials are being briefed by Russian psychiatrists on Mr. Obama's mental instability.
I heard that's true.
So, they're busting in on Uncle Nipples while he's there shirtless in a room.
Yes.
Sitting on
working
his bear
out.
Rug.
Yeah.
Doing sit-ups on the bear rug. And they're like, excuse me. We understand. We need to have a meeting with you because we understand Barack Obama is batshit crazy now.
Yeah.
He let gay people, make nicey
you
with each
about
other.
Putin. Well, I wonder what he does when he's hanging out. I mean, I assume what he does probably is he has a legal pad and he's just writing down names. So all the people.
You don't think he's twisting nipple clamps on people or going down to the dungeon? He used to head the KGB.
Yeah. No, I think he has a list, and all he does is list people that he needs the black vans to go pick up and take off to some scary camp.
Like his number one enemy that somehow dropped dead from lead poisoning?
Oh, yeah. That's,
high-velocity lead poisoning?
It was that's the worst kind.
Yeah.
And the psychosis that is spreading quickly through American society. America is now a nuclear-armed rogue nation.
We are a nuclear-armed nation.
The rest of the world better watch out. We let gay people get married, so now we're going to drop the big one on your ass.
We are led by gay God.
Where is that? What?
Well, you obviously haven't read the Bible or the Constitution.
I did miss that part, yeah.
Reread it.
I'm skipping ahead a bit.
And the Russians must be alarmed that another Nazi empire has appeared on the planet, led by sexually perverted madmen.
So he thinks America is the next Nazi regime everybody led by that. Sexually perverted
of
men.
Of course.
Everybody second breach that. Of the walls of Jerusalem by the Romans was July 4th.
I skipped ahead. It's just all much know? So much of the same.
You know, when these people whip out dates and times, how do they know? Because when shit was originally written down, there's a different calendar. I'm sorry. I mean, you could have the day wrong. How do you know it's July 4th, stupid?
Right. How do they know any of that shit?
Yeah, there's no way.
I can't explain. Okay. But God works in mysterious ways.
An army of pervs.
This is one more. I don't know if we play Tom DeLay? We did play Tom DeLay with his new perversions.
What is that?
They're going to, we did play this last week. Go to crabdiving.com for the great shows here on the network, or iTunes or Stitcher. Leave us a positive review.
Please, a positive one. My God. Something nice.
We got another positive one.
Yeah, I saw.
But it's also kind of a backhanded comment.
What did they say?
Well, it's not. But you know how that one guy is like, that conservative left a review, and he's like, oh, they don't like their listeners.
Yeah.
They hate their listeners. They don't respect their listeners, which isn't true.
Yes. We love you all.
If we disagree
listening.
With you, yeah. We think you're dumb.
Yeah.
You're we don't. Idiot. I guess we don't respect you.
You're an idiot, but please.
Or you have hope if you're, you know, if you're ignorant, but if you choose to be ignorant, then, you know, fuck off.
We want idiots to download the show. A download's a download.
Yeah, that's right. And so then somebody else gave us 5 stars.
Yes.
And they said that they love the show.
Okay.
But they said, I kind of like the fact that they hate us or something like that. That they treat their listeners with disdain. I kind of like that.
See, there you go.
I'm like, we don't treat you assholes with disdain.
No. It's our new strategy. Right.
Anyway. I've got... Oh, here we go.
We're like the Republicans. No. We're like the Republican Party. We treat our constituents like shit because we don't want to raise their minimum wage.
Right.
Or we want to take away their free Obamacare.
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
Scott Walker.
Oh, yes.
Hence the cow.
Is he resigning?
Scott Walker has put a couple of big giant shoes into the big giant clown car.
Oh, he's official.
Scott Walker, Wisconsin, said, my relationship with God drives every major decision in my life. Every day I pray and then take time to read from the Bible and from a devotional named Jesus Calling.
Oh, my God.
It says in an email. This is a fundraising email he sent out.
Is this his coloring book, or is he's calling it a devotional?
As you can imagine, the 9 months leading up to my announcement that I would run for president of the United States were filled with a lot of prayer and soul searching.
Oh, God.
Another one that God told to join.
God told me
what
to run for president.
Ben Carson. Who's God fucking with?
Ben Carson was clearly told by God to run because
absolutely.
Of the magic, invisible
hand.
Fingers.
Right. The prostate exam from the Lord.
Now, what is it? If you're told to run verbally, is that a bigger sign than if God just touches you?
What about Mike Huckabee?
What about him?
Didn't the Lord also tell Huckabee to run?
So wait a second. Who's God lying to?
I don't know.
He told Scott Walker to run, Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee.
Maybe God's into cage matches or something. Oh, yeah. He wants to see the three of them duke it out.
In the bare knuckle ring.
See who's the prettiest.
No, Huckabee, definitely. Are you kidding?
The email continues from Scott Walker. He's done a lot of prayer and soul searching. Here's why. I needed to be certain that running was God's calling. Not just man's calling. I'm certain this is God's plan for me, and I'm humbled to be a candidate for president of the United States.
Is he a simpleton?
He's every bit of evidence seems to point to the fact that he is a drooling moron.
I mean, is he like a Reagan? Is he just a puppet?
People that they've interviewed from that were in college with him are like,
yeah.
He's a dumb fuck. I know he's like a dumb jock, frat boy. Everything that's wrong with this country, epitome poster child, right?
Was he
there.
A hazer? Was he one of these funny dudes? Used to, you know,
beat up the little faggy boys, probably.
Let him make
you
jokes
know,
at your expense. And then he wants us to vote for him. Fuck yeah.
Then here's
where we should run screaming.
Yes.
Our Constitution calls for freedom of religion, not freedom from religion.
Oh, my God. I hate when they say that.
It drives me crazy. It's completely illogical. How can you have one without the other? You absolute dickwad. How can you be free to be your ridiculous Christian reading from Jesus calling every day self? You are free from being forced to participate in being a Muslim. No one's forcing Hinduism on you. No one's forcing Rastafarianism. No one's grabbing a big blunt and shoving it up your ass and lighting it and forcing you to take it rectally. Well, no one is... whatever.
If you put it like that, Jesus, twist my arm. I'll be a Hindi.
But goddamn, how can you say... you can't have freedom of without from.
Right.
Fucking moron.
We all know what it means. We don't want your fucking religion in our government.
And then he claims this bullshit that the extreme Christian right claims that the founders meant that, they say this all the time. Well, that just means that the government can't do anything to interfere with religion, but religion still gets to interfere in government.
Well, fuck off. This doesn't make any sense.
That's what they meant. And he even says it here in his email. The founders of this exceptional country took religious freedom very seriously, and we must redouble our efforts to protect these freedoms today.
Hey, I have a question. Where was the government? Where was the church during the slavery era? Where was the church on that? Was the church screaming that the slaves should be released and they should have their fucking freedom?
Eventually.
Because of God and all
eventually.
That shit?
No, they were right there saying, hey... look in Assholicus 94:17.
Bullshitica 69.
Right here it says, you know, you can keep slaves.
All right. This person's 2/3 of a human being. It says in the Bible.
So Scott Wacker.
Hey.
Jumping in.
Look at me.
Drudge Report.
Oh, God.
They must have to change their underwear for all the drippage that's going on because there's a big thing. The headlines, El Chapo warns Trump to shut his mouth. Yes. But above that is a picture of Scott Walker walking down the street with his shirt undone. And it says, every man Walker runs for White House. Republican governor pitches himself as humble conservative. Ready to fight. Although then it says top labor boss. Wisconsin is a national disgrace. Walker reminds voters of union wins. See, he still considers that a win. Like decimating the unions. That's a win. Woohoo!
We're
47th in job creations, but we got rid of those evil unions.
You know, it's so much easier to create jobs when your minimum wage is like 10 cents an hour.
Right.
You can pay people whatever you want to.
Exactly. So that's the latest in that section of the clown car.
God, he is a tremendous asshole, the Scott Walker. I'm worried that he'll be the nominee. And I don't think that's a crazy thing.
If you
look at all the other candidates.
I would say it's between him and Jeb. But I think when they start looking at the actual record that his fellow clown car members are just going to pile. All they got to do is hold up a number. Say, look here, look what you've done. You're you've fucked your state. It's doing horribly.
We don't want the country to look like Wisconsin.
Your people recalled you, you asshole.
Yeah, that's not a sign
because
that says,
lied.
I should run for president.
He lied.
Oh, yeah.
None of that shit that he did once he got into office, did he run on? He didn't run on, I'm going to kill unions.
Yeah.
He didn't run on, I'm going to kill the education system. I'm going to decimate the university budget.
Do the Republicans think a bona fide right-wing nut job wacko will galvanize their base and get people out to vote? Is that what they think?
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts.
Well, yeah. Well, some of them. But then... that's for the primary. But then they realize that once they get to the big boy table for the national spot.
Yes.
Against the Democrat. That there's no fucking way in hell an extreme conservative like that,
no way,
is going to fly. That's why they're surprised about Walker. I guess they think Walker is going to be able to step this back if he makes the nomination. But we saw that didn't work real well with Mitt Romney.
Right.
Mitt Romney tried to turn into uber conservative. What was the term he used? I'm not totally conservative or
serious. Is this
I'm
how
seriously
he
conservative.
Describes himself as a...
Yeah. I forget how Romney leanings. Described himself.
Very, very rich.
When they were questioning him as to what, you know, because he was, he's got his moderate health care.
Yeah.
He gave people health care in Massachusetts.
He is Obamacare. Actually, Obamacare is Romney care.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, has there been a, I'm just thinking about the right wing nut job running for.
Severely conservative is what he referred to himself as.
Wait, who called himself severely
Mitt Romney. He was trying to say, look how I'm really. Romney referred to himself I'm severely conservative.
I'm severely assholish. That's what he means. Right. He's a total asshole.
Amazing.
I wonder what his dog thinks about that, severely.
That was at CPAC. He told that one.
He severely hates animals. That's why I tie him on top of my car.
What does severe mean? Yeah. Severely. Don't worry. I'm severely conservative.
I mean, he's just trying to appeal to idiots.
I cut taxes 19 times and budgeted and balanced the budget all 4 years, he said.
I'm severely conservative. I have a fucking car elevator. How dare you?
Right.
How dare you question my conservatism? It's severe. It hurts me.
The
severe conservatism.
Yeah,
that's a horrible thing. What do you? How do you get rid of that? Is there a salve? Do you rub something on something?
I think you have to lance it, don't you?
Yeah, you have to pop it. It's like a big, gigantic, fetid boil. It must be lanced.
Rick Santorum says that the gay marriage decision is part of a secular theocracy.
Ooh, I love that. A secular theocracy.
Yep.
What does that mean? I mean,
he's one of these ninnies that tries to spin it that their loss of 100% Christian privilege and everybody being treated equal finally means that the evil secular atheists are imposing their theology on the rest of the world.
Oh, then I am. I'm a secular theologist, theocracy, theocrat.
Setting up secular theater.
So, you know, I don't know if you remember this, but in the movie Flash Gordon, starring that guy that played football.
Sure.
Ming the Merciless considered himself a secular theocrat.
Did he?
He ran a secular theocracy and was able to use that power to take over Hawkman and all his minions. Who played Hawkman in Flash Gordon. Famous English actor. Big voice. Or his hot guy or something. Whatever.
I don't remember who.
Brian
Fisher.
No. Big voice. He.
Oh God, I know who you mean. Yeah, he was the king in Blackadder.
Yes.
He
was in Henry V, directed by Kenneth Branagh.
Right. Amazing character.
Brian.
Actor.
God damn it. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, we follow him on Twitter.
Right.
Maybe I'll look on the Twitter. Follow us on the Twitter, ladies and gentlemen. All kinds of stuff going on there. Lots.
Are you looking up Brian right now?
Yeah, I don't think I can. I don't know what the...
If you type in Brian and then Flash Gordon, he'll show up. This is so stupid. I don't know. Who cares? Brian, he's got a huge voice. What is it if you're in love with snakes? He's Brian Blessed. He's a heptophiliac.
Right.
That doesn't sound right at all.
Brian Blessed.
He's a heptophiliac supremacist.
A heptophile.
Burn in hell.
Speaking of, on our Facebook page, getting lots of action.
Yes.
Is from the wonderful, beautiful, sovereign Republic.
Don't mess with Texas.
Nobody wants to.
There is a judge there.
Oh, God, this guy.
By the name of James R. Di Piazza. Good Italian
8
of the famous Texas Di Piazzas. I don't know.
They own a chain of Olive Gardens in Houston.
He's a justice of the peace.
What?
In Denton, Texas.
Hey.
Has decided.
he's an anti-Dentite.
First of all, they were taking 3 days. Denton County took 3 days.
Right.
To issue its first license to same-sex couples. Because of a software upgrade.
Oh, bullshit.
We gotta fix the thingy in the computer, you homos. You gotta wait a couple of days.
What kind of software upgrade takes 3 days anyway?
Right.
It's stupid. It's ridiculous.
So, there's a form now that before he'll marry you, this asswipe wants you to fill out.
Right.
That says, the result of this ruling, meaning the Gamarriage ruling,
yes,
has not changed Judge DiPiazza's personal convictions on marriage. Oh, wait, Texas. The result of this ruling has not changed Judge DiPiazza's personal convictions on marriage, but has changed the way he is now conducting ceremonies.
You know, in Texas, people are going to take a lot longer to say that name.
Judge D. Piazza?
Judge D. Piazza.
Well, sometimes you turn, in Texas, you turn multiple things into one word.
Oh, right. Because it's so hot outside.
Yeah.
minimize
the right, conversation. Right. Tar.
Tar.
It's tire. Yeah. It's tarred. There's all kinds of things. The, he says, it is my personal belief that individuals who want to conduct a marriage ceremony understand my convictions.
Right.
Who gives a flying testicle about your...
Yeah, nobody cares. You're a judge.
And you don't want to get hit in the eye with a flying testicle.
No. Well, wait, you're a judge. I mean, he is supposed to...
Do your fucking job.
Yeah, he executes the law.
Right.
No, wait. That's the executive branch.
Right.
The judge judges. So I guess
he's a justice of the peace. He's just supposed to fucking sign your marriage certificate.
That's all he does.
They might do other things. He was a Republican.
Right.
Hard to believe, right?
Shocker.
First elected in 2007, is now refusing to perform weddings outside normal business hours or on weekends. Won't marry couples without an appointment. He will not allow photography or video recordings of the ceremony.
What a snob. What an asshole. Everybody videotapes their ceremony.
He says now anything he does will be merely a brief formal declaration of civil marriage ceremony that meets only the minimum standards required by state law.
Are you telling me that if he were to perform a marriage ceremony, you can't take your iPhone and just videotape it? Isn't he a public servant? Isn't it like how you can videotape the cops beating the shit out of someone?
I would think yes, if you're on public property.
Yeah.
He can stick it up his robes.
Yes.
The legal experts are still debating on the constitutionality of this waiver form, this screed that he came out with.
What's to debate?
Judge James R. D. Piazza, Justice of the Peace, Denton County, Precinct 2, blah, 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 blah. The Supreme Court of the United States ruling on June 22nd has legalized marriage in all 50 states regardless of gender. The result of this ruling has not changed Judge D. Piazza's personal convictions.
What?
Blah, blah, blah. Judge D. Piazza prefers to not, in all capitals, conduct same-sex ceremonies, but will not decline anyone who chooses to schedule with him.
Well, you can't decline. You can't.
Well, and do you want, if you're getting married, do you want this asshole now that you know?
No.
Do you want him?
No. You know what?
Casting his bad juju over your wedding?
How great is it to get married by this guy? You get married, then you have to sign a form that says, oh, I understand that you're disgusted by me. have a nice long marriage.
This is where we believe it might be unconstitutional. Declarations will not be confirmed until the following acknowledgement is turned into the office.
Oh, my God.
And the $100 cash fee is paid, the usual $100.
Yeah, that's all they really care about.
If you've scheduled your ceremony but not yet provided the below acknowledgement and or paid the fee, your appointment will be canceled. So if you don't fill this out saying, yes, we understand that you don't like the Gamarriage, Judge. Sign here.
Are they worried that they're not going to be counted as bigots? Does he want a paper trail of his bigotry?
He wants the world to know.
I'm on record as being on the wrong side of history.
So you're supposed to sign, by our signatures below, we acknowledge that we will have a valid Texas marriage license at the time of the ceremony and understand that no ceremony will be conducted without the presentation of a valid Texas marriage license on the day of the ceremony. While we may not necessarily agree with, we acknowledge Judge D. Piazza's position that he prefers to not conduct same-sex marriages and agree to not address the topic of same-sex marriages with Judge D. Piazza before, during, or after the ceremony.
Good heavens.
So you'll walk up to the judge.
Okay.
You'll allow him to say exactly the words that need to be said, and you will walk the fuck away and not say anything. No pictures are allowed to be taken.
No, you'll give him a form that says, I understand that you hate me. Here, I signed it.
Right. Unbelievable.
That really is. I mean, that's just nuts.
I wonder if he wrote this himself or he probably had some poor clerk.
Are the judges elected there?
Yeah.
Is that what's
this guy's
going on?
Elected.
Oh, that's what's going on. He wants to.
So they'll never get rid of him.
He probably doesn't care about gay marriage. He cares about staying elected, and he knows that his idiot constituents. He's capitalizing on something. He found a way to capitalize on it.
Oh, yeah. He's ensuring his spot on the bench forever. Or, he'll run for governor.
Sure.
He's the one that saved us from the homosexuals. I've got... and that might be it for... I'm sure there'll be more. Oh, brand new, hot off the presses. Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen, here.
Oh, my God.
Crabdiving.com, the Boy Scouts of America.
Yes.
Executive Committee.
Uh-oh.
Unanimously...
Are they getting rid of the slip knot?
Approved, somewhat.
I hate those
figuratively.
Knots.
they're allowing gay adults to serve as leaders.
Oh, okay. I thought they could.
No. They allowed, a little while ago, they said gay kids are okay. And then they said, but not gay leaders.
Oh, my God.
And now apparently they're saying...
Now everything's okay.
Now apparently they're saying gay leaders. The group's National Executive Board will meet to ratify the resolution on the 27th. The resolution will allow charter organizations to select adult leaders without regards to sexual orientation.
You know why the libs are better people? Because, like, say the Boy Scouts of America have evolved, and now they're on the right side of this issue. And you know what the libs say? Oh, great, good for you. Welcome to the tent. Welcome to the party. You're now an acceptable human being. But what they could say is like, wow, it really took you a long time. So what? What do you want? You want an award for treating people like human beings?
Well, yeah, like you said, we're patting people on the heads for things that...
That they should just be doing anyway.
Right.
I mean, screw the Boy Scouts. Really, honestly. I mean, should we be congratulating them for being...
Well, no. Not congratulating, but... I mean,
my thing with the marriage equality is like, we should be happy we have it, but we should also be disgusted with ourselves that it took this long.
Right.
But Barack Obama should be disgusted with himself because he went through the first term. He's saying that he claims he felt differently on gay marriage. Bullshit.
Evolved.
He lies. No. Yeah. He evolved.
Don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just scrolling down through Twitter. Follow us on the Twitter, ladies and gentlemen, at Crabdiving.
Tweet us
during the show.
Are there any gun tweets?
Not our Twitter. I looked up Boy Scouts. I just want to see if how much the outrage is happening right now.
Oh, there must be.
Back
when I was a kid
'50s. Yeah, it's really just breaking. So all I'm seeing are the headlines right now. So it'll be, this guy says it's silly it took this long.
Right. It's disgusting, actually.
Right now, it's mostly positive.
Yeah.
Because everybody's saying, hey, they're lifting the ban. This is great. So give it, 10 minutes.
It's 2000.
Conservative Twitter.
15.
They take their time.
Oh, yeah.
Takes them longer to read big words.
Them idiot rednecks, man. It takes them a while to get going. But once they're up on their feet, get out of the way.
There's all that weight. It's inertia. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Carrying them forward.
Buy another trip to the chocolate fountain.
We played Rick Wiles.
He's an idiot.
He's a big stinking idiot. Oh, the ATM machine?
Oh, the backhoe?
Right.
Oh, my God.
This is Florida.
Right.
Clewiston. Do you know where Clewiston, Florida is?
Clewiston? You know where that is? My mom's from Florida. She's never heard of it.
Winter Haven?
Winter Haven, sure. Winter Haven or Winter Park. That's near Orlando, I think. That's near where John Travolta lands his big, stupid Scientology plane.
Clewiston, Florida.
Clewiston.
Is right. It's on Lake Okeechobee.
Oh, that's central, I think.
Yeah.
Central?
Near.
Yeah.
Harlem, Lake Harbor, South Bay, Moorhaven, Lakeport.
Harlem.
Are all around
the lake. Tiny little lake places.
Okeechobee.
Lots of gators. Lots of gators.
Florida.
There.
So two men used a backhoe to steal an ATM machine. They took the backhoe, and then they had a truck.
Oh, my God. Right? Yeah.
So
it makes sense.
They used the backhoe to dislodge the ATM from the ground that it was anchored to, and then put it up into the truck.
You know what you can do with that? You can once you do that, you can sell the dirt that you dug up alongside.
And then, you know, I guess they failed to put a tarp over it or something, because they got pulled over a short time later driving back.
Oh, did they?
To Clewiston.
They got pulled over with an ATM and a backhoe on the back of a giant truck.
Police were clued into the incident by an alarm that sounded just before midnight. Not long after, a warning was sent out to state and local police calling on officers to keep an eye out for a large truck carrying an ATM. In the wee hours of Saturday morning, their Ford F-250
right.
was pulled over with the ATM in the back.
Sure.
Francisco Hernandez, 54, Jesus Antonio Sanchez, 50, said they were out looking for scrap metal.
Okay.
And they they weren't sure how the ATM ended up in the back of the truck. How did that get there?
Wait a second. No. This is a great story. What happened is somebody stole the ATM. They took all the money out of it, maybe. And now they're just using this ATM that nobody wants for scrap metal.
But get this. They stole the backhoe from a construction site near the bank.
God damn it.
These guys are geniuses.
Well, wait. The backhoe might have been worth more than the ATM or the...
Well, what if... What are you going to sell a backhoe?
That's true. I don't know. Craigslist.
The
backhoe, you know.
The ATM had not been opened.
Right.
The ATM that... I don't know how that got there.
Yeah, yeah.
How did that get there?
I don't know. We were collecting scrap metal and then... Oh, I found an ATM earlier.
I thought it was
totally
scrap.
Forgot. I forgot about it.
We thought it was scrap metal.
Maybe they thought it was a soda machine or something.
Can we have the metal?
Still can't steal it, though.
Right.
It's not a great plan. You know what? It's so interesting. Today, we featured two stories, two heist stories. One heist, very successful. The other heist, not so successful. But they both involve digging.
Right.
El Guapo in this?
El Guapo was, this, I think he had a more significant infrastructure set up.
Are you telling me El
He's
Guapo?
He's got billions. I don't think Julio and whatever the other guy's name were.
El Guapo's ATM.
That was El Guapo's ATM.
Why would I steal my own bank?
I just had a story. There's a story... I don't even have to look it up. I can just tell it.
I memorized it.
A family from Scotland.
Right.
Was going on holiday.
Okay.
Taking off. I don't know where they were going. I want to say like some Middle Eastern exotic kind of like Tunisia. Okay. I don't know where the hell they were.
I was going to say, because it's most people, Scottish people, English people, I know I shouldn't group them all together because they necessarily might not get along. Australians, those types, don't they all like sort of go camping and they have like a little home like at a lake? You know what I mean? They all sort of go on holiday to a tiny little holiday house somewhere.
The Brits, you mean?
Or yeah, the Scottish people. I don't know.
I don't think the Europeans have. I think the summer home is pretty American. I don't know that a lot of Europeans
a kit home or something. Oh, maybe.
Maybe in different countries, I know people are the country house, maybe, if you got money.
Who cares about the point I'm making? Oh, right.
14-year-old Grace Wayne.
Right.
From Scotland.
What a weird name.
Was with her family going to the Maldives. Oh, that's where they're going.
Where's that?
I believe it's an island.
Hello.
It's a bunch of islands in the Indian Ocean.
Sharks. Number one. There's so many sharks in India.
She checked in with her family.
Yes.
And the staff at the airport, I never heard of this airline, Etihad Airline. It must be a Maldivian airline.
That is my parachute.
They were getting ready to fly from Manchester Airport to Abu Dhabi on their way to the Maldives.
Okay.
And they approached the family, mother, father, daughter, and little brother, and they asked her about the daughter. Like, if she's well enough to fly.
Uh-oh.
Because she's a redhead and pale as fuck. She's paler than her brother and her mother and her father. They were kept off of the plane because they thought she was too pale. They thought the people that were the plane people were like, oh, you must be sick. You're obviously ill.
I feel bad for that little girl because that's just going to screw with her.
Check-in staff. This is a British newspaper I'm reading. The check-in staff.
Hello.
Said they feared Grace Wayne, 14, was unwell.
Pale!
As she queued to get on a flight to a dream holiday in the Maldives with her family.
Sickly! She needed the sun.
The staff insisted on a written confirmation from a doctor that she was not sick.
Gosh, this is some straight up.
She's pale.
This is white hate.
Pasty redhead.
This is what's happening. This is Obama's world. Now white people are hated for their paleness.
The father, 45, said, I told them we live in Scotland.
Right, it's miserable there.
She's a redhead. She has a pale complexion. That's just the way she is.
Yeah, she's sad. She's miserable. She's not sick.
Both Grace and her brother Murray, 11, were reduced to tears by the ordeal.
It's not funny.
At Manchester Airport.
Oh, God, people are so stupid.
And they finally relented just before the flight was going to take off after they got a letter from their family GP.
I don't know.
They must have emailed them or something. They probably called them. They're like, could you tell them that Grace doesn't have Uber AIDS or something. They didn't want her to get on the flight.
Grace is pale.
What did they think? She had Ebola?
Yes.
Or what?
She had the skin whitening disease. They didn't want that to spread to the Middle East.
Right. They would have kept parts of Michael Jackson off the plane.
Oh, sure.
As a result, they made it, but then two of their suitcases didn't make it.
I bet she got a tan.
They spent 3 days in the Indian Ocean without their traveling clothes
in
the area.
See, that sucks. You spend all this money on this vacation and you buy clothes because you want to be comfortable. And now you can't because some idiot thought your daughter was too pale.
Did you ever have your luggage have to be delivered to you later?
Yes.
Pain in the ass.
Yeah.
When the oxygen mask came down that time, we had to... We landed, we did the emergency landing in Detroit, and then they flew us on to New York, which is our ultimate destination, but the bags, that was a clusterfuck.
Did you actually blow into the oxygen thing?
Oh, we had to put them on, yeah.
Does it work?
Yeah.
Well, you don't know if it works. You just assume it does.
It's stale. I remember it tasting stale, and it wasn't, like, it's not pure oxygen.
It's just
kind of compressed air. So.
What do they say? Is the captain come and say, listen, guys, don't freak out. The oxygen is...
Yeah. It was a surreal moment. Everybody was cold. We had just taken off. It was a half hour about into the flight. And everybody was starting to put blankets on and shit. And then all of a sudden, you know, they're reaching up to turn off the air and stuff because it just all of a sudden got really cold. Yeah. And then and all the oxygen masks just pop out and whatever. Fall from the ceiling. And it was dead quiet.
Yeah.
Because everybody's looking around like,
what's going on?
What happened? I don't, you know, we didn't feel anything. And then you hear, this is the captain. We've had a decompression of a door in the cargo area. We've had emergency decompression. We're going to descend to 5,000 feet and we're going to land. We have to emergency land in Detroit. You have to put the masks on
right. And
wear them till we land.
Because it was Detroit and it's so polluted.
Right.
Or
right
just because.
Yeah. But yeah, we had to put the whole masks over the faces and everything.
Oh, God. Did everybody freak? Nobody freaked
no,
out?
No, everybody really. Started kind of, no, not at all, to be honest with you. Nobody. Yeah. I would have thought there would have been more freaking out, but it was the pilot seemed, I don't know, he didn't give a shit, it seemed like. And the flight attendants, everybody was really good. Nobody freaked. Nobody was nervous. Nobody was. But the flight attendants, on the way back, we were telling the story to one of the flight attendants, and she was like, no way. She's
no,
like,
wow.
I've been a flight attendant for 18 years and that never has
never
she heard of anybody
mask.
The oxygen mask ever coming down except for like a malfunction or something. She's like, right. That's amazing. So she ended up letting us drink for free the whole time, which was
oh that's cool. Nice.
She's like, she goes I apologize for your flight out here.
Oh,
what
wow.
do you want? Woo-hoo! And then she gave us a go bag.
Oh, that's nice.
On the way out, she filled a barf bag with little booze bottles.
Oh, wow.
She said, for the guys who like their oxygen on United.
Oh, that's so funny.
Gave it to us as a go bag. But that was,
I guess that was my
worst
glad you
flight
survived.
Experience.
Right.
But then our bags got there 2 days later, I think it was, in New York.
Yeah.
Finally, so.
My worst flight experience, a giant kid sat next to me drinking a Diet Tab in his he couldn't keep his arm off the armrest.
Were you in the middle seat, or
was he
in the middle
seat?
Seat.
I was sandwiched between two very inconsiderate people.
Oh, here's a picture of the actual letter. Dear sir or madam, I know of no reason why this patient should not fly. Yours faithfully, Dr. Khalid Hassan. Or Hassan.
She must have thought this was nuts, the doctor. Or whoever
right.
the doctor was.
Dr. Hassan, right. We're at the airport. Could you fax them
God.
Something?
That what?
Says, says oh, our yeah. daughter. Is right. We're in Scotland.
Everyone's pale in Scotland.
She's probably tan compared to some of them. She is pretty light.
Yeah.
But so there you go. That's that's what they're screening for.
What did the? I was like, what do you think she has that she's going to give everyone?
I don't know.
We don't have it. We've been with her since she's been born. We don't have it. So,
right.
What do you think you're going to get something?
I've got, you want some Confederate flag butt hurt?
I thought you were going to say some kung fu stories. I'm
you
like,
want some
oh,
kung
yeah.
fu stories?
Yeah.
This is.
Still with the Confederate flag,
yeah,
we're not over it?
This is crazy. This is a Virginia man is demanding justice.
Right.
Because he's upset. And got his fifis hurt.
I can't watch a Dukes of Hazzard no more.
Chris Oliver and his wife, Angela.
Hello.
And about 100 other people took part in a Confederate flag run on Saturday.
A run?
They get in their stupid trucks and they stick the flags out the windows and they drive around, honk their horns.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You said a run. I thought it was like, you know, like
oh,
a run
no.
for the cure, run for diabetes or
no.
something like that. No, no, no.
You mean with legs and stuff?
No.
No,
yeah,
no,
running.
No. They went through Petersburg, Virginia.
Right.
Petersburg, Virginia, by the way, has a black population of 77%. So it's
oh wow,
a largely black.
Oh, okay. So these people do a run through there.
Oh, yeah.
Just to be an asshole.
They're just Southern pride, sure. right? It has nothing to do with race.
Right. It's heritage.
Now, while the parade of Confederate flags were passing through the town, there's a video. We'll probably put it up on our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. There's a video that captures a giant full water bottle flying through the air, slamming up against the side of the truck. A little dent in the side of
nobody
his,
likes
of his lovely pickup truck.
I'm finding from these stories that nobody likes these Confederate flag apologist assholes.
He says,
no one likes them.
My reaction was, what the hell? There was people protesting, throwing bottles, hit my truck, hit numerous other vehicles. People yelling racial slurs. What were the racial slurs? I tried to look around on the internets, a few different versions of the story. I couldn't find.
Yeah.
What racial slurs are these? White trash? I mean, do you think that's what they're getting? A redneck or?
I don't know. Redneck, stupid, ignorant, like, pale face.
Right.
Maybe they're saying they're sickly. Shouldn't be allowed in the parade. Yeah,
Scottish.
You know? Scottish.
You're a Scotsman.
That's crazy. I don't know what they would. White trash.
Probably Angela white trash. Oliver is angry, she said, because they came to Petersburg, not St. Petersburg, just Petersburg.
Oh, in Russia?
They came as for a peaceful ride. People were throwing bottles at our vehicles, our property that we worked for.
A peaceful ride. Oh, yeah. A peaceful ride flaunting a symbol that stands for oppression, slavery, violence, hatred, people getting lynched, things of that nature.
She's also not happy by the response of the Petersburg police.
Oh,
who said they don't have enough evidence to get. I mean, a bottle flew out of a crowd and hit the side of your poor little truck.
We need to take this bottle down to the CSI crime lab.
Right. Why aren't they taking DNA samples off of it? Why aren't they taking it down to the lab?
Luminol it.
Where's
Waldo?
Right. Oliver, wait, let's see if I can get some audio on this guy. The thing that he says at the end is the best. I'd read it.
Oh, I bet.
It's best to hear him. You know, it's uncalled for. There's no need in that in today's society.
God, these
people. Again, Petersburg police, excuse me, say they are investigating this case. A message to pass along from them tonight. They say if anyone else experienced damage to their vehicles, then they need to get in contact with authorities. On your side tonight.
Good God, man.
It's uncalled for. It's uncalled for. They were throwing stuff and yelling stuff at us.
You know who doesn't give a shit about this story? What's the guy's, the legislator from Georgia who marched with Dr. King?
John Lewis?
Yeah, John Lewis. Wasn't he beaten? His skull was
cracked open.
Right. He doesn't give a shit about guy getting a
Chris
water bottle.
Told me today they weren't welcome there at all.
There was people protesting, throwing bottles, hit my truck, hit numerous other vehicles, people yelling racial slurs.
I was mad because we went there peacefully. We were doing a peaceful ride, and we were met with this.
We were doing a peaceful ride and we were met with this. Oh, here, you can actually hear listen to this. This is the truck driving by. This is somebody's cell phone. But you can actually hear you can really hear it. It's a great thunking that the bottle. Here we go.
People yelling racial slurs.
I was mad because we went there peacefully. We were doing a peaceful ride and we were met with this.
In the crowd thunk. And then it stops.
Right.
And he says, goes on to say, the racial slurs are really what hurt me.
Not the water bottle on my truck.
You know, it's uncalled for.
Racial
slurs? Yeah. You're driving around waving the stars and bars, you asshole.
That might really hurt that person. And by the way, I'd like to hear the racial slurs this asshole uses.
Oh, never. I'm sure that never happened.
Oh, yes.
What else is going on here? It's a beautiful day in Los Angeles, California, by the way.
75 degrees. The dew point is 0.0.
75 and sunny.
What is dew point? The point at which...
condensation forms.
Right.
Because of the humidity and the... barometric pressure and the temperature.
That's right. Weather fact.
I'm profoundly unprepared for today's crab diving. Here is a story. Oh, this is really popular on our Facebook page also. You know, yesterday, I believe.
Right.
Or it might be today, is the launch, Ryan, of the takeover of Texas.
Awesome.
You know, we're going to bring Texas back into the United States of America. Apparently, it had gone somewhere.
I want in on that, by the way. How are we going? How do we attack? Let's be serious about this. If we were attacking Texas, how do we do it? What's the first step? Well,
through the Walmart tunnels, obviously.
Shock and awe.
And through Jade Helm 15 is starting today.
We're going to bomb, I guess, Dallas, right? That's the biggest city. Take out their airport.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dallas, Houston. Some big ones there. The Houston Chronicle published a story. They spoke with the leader of a group calling themselves Counter Jade Helm.
They're the resistance. Viva la resistance.
This guy's name is Eric Johnson.
Stupid.
He's fitting.
He's a dipshit. Eric.
Told the newspaper that he's expecting to coordinate 20 volunteers through Texas who will be monitoring the incoming troops.
We're taking on Obama.
If a team member sees two Humvees full of soldiers driving through town, they're going to follow them, he said.
Is that it?
And they're going to radio back their ultimate location.
Will they engage the enemy?
I don't think so. I think they're going to throw bottles of water at
no.
them.
No, we're not.
They're not going to throw bottles of water at them.
That's the army. They have drones and shit. This idiot just has hatred and ignorance.
It's supposed to go for 3 months. Jade Helm 15 taking place across seven states down out southwest here. Parts of California, I think, are labeled hostile territory.
When are we taking over? And that's not even going to change. How's that going to change my life?
I don't think it will.
No.
The lunatics got their brains all scrambled when they found a map that was released by the Army that designated certain parts of Texas in this pretend exercise as hostile territory. So they're losing their shit. They think it's fake that they're pretending they're coming in to do some training exercise, but they're going to overthrow the sovereign state of Texas, take us over, turn us all into homosexual Muslims.
Get Chuck Norris on the phone.
He could solve the whole problem.
All right.
They said that they've already got over 200 volunteers that include former military and law enforcement officers.
Oh, my God. How embarrassing for us.
But of course, they're saying the largest contingent of volunteers is in Arizona. You're wondering where the largest counter Jade Helm presence will be.
What's the racial makeup of this force?
Funny. I only see three of them. White.
Oh, shit.
Just in this photograph.
Yeah.
They say that they think that the military is up to no good. We're going to be watching what they do in the public. Obviously, on a military base, they can do whatever they want. But if they're going to train on public land, we have the right as American citizens to watch what they're doing.
And the Army's like, okay.
Right.
You can watch us. That's fine.
They say they do think the military is up to no good. But they have been trying to screen out interested volunteers who may be a little too deep into the conspiracy theory.
Oh, okay, yes, they're scared. They're terrified. They're terrified of their own.
But how do you find someone that's just a little bit batshit fucking crazy of totally batshit fucking crazy?
I think that's a challenge. I think you can find lots of like lunatics.
This guy, Pete Lanteri, who is an organizer in Arizona,
right,
says, you know, they're screening them out. Once I saw the freaking nut jobs coming out of the woodwork, I was spending half my day discrediting just what they were posting. No nut jobs will be put on the field. No nut jobs will be put in the field.
This is a microcosm of what the Republicans are going through, right?
Put in the field. Well, yeah, right.
I mean,
well, they're putting their nut jobs
Donald
in the field.
Donald Trump is
the
one
opposite
of these crazy people, right? They all want him to shut up.
Yes, including, did you see, including the Eye of Sauron himself.
Who is this?
Tweeted out Rupert Murdoch. Tweeted out something anti-Trump, like anti the hate speech that he said about the Mexicans being, you know, rapists and shit. And, you know, a couple of them are okay.
Why doesn't Fox go ahead and just get, why don't they buy The Apprentice from ABC or CBS or whatever and just put it on their network, get all those stupid ratings?
They're saying that the surveillance group is going to be supplementing the state oversight that's already been put in place by Governor Greg Abbott, who put the state guard to the task of monitoring Jade Helm 15.
Right.
To make sure that resident civil liberties were protected.
Okay.
What do they think is going to happen?
They think the army is going to come into our houses and, you know.
I think Obama personally is going to show up in everyone's house.
Absolutely.
Bend over their little boys and take them.
Well, you know.
Turn them Muslim.
I think, yes, he's turning everyone Muslim.
The Army Special Operations. We played a clip once here on the Crab Diving Show of that poor, that the colonel or whatever he was, that high-ranking officer who's in charge of this shit.
Yes.
Communications officer, remember? Having the town meeting
with
those assholes.
He's exhausted.
He was standing there and he's like, there's no, it's just a training exercise.
He's exasperated.
We have to make somewhere the pretend enemy. It just so happened to be this part. We're not really turning you into the enemy. None of that's happening. And this old man in Texas stood there and looked at him and said, I don't believe you.
Okay, well, what are we going to do then? Let's drone. Let's drone this city. Let's just blow it up.
I don't believe you. Well, there you go. There you have it.
You cannot believe me, but...
Why are we having this meeting?
We'll be gone soon, and you will see that we were just doing a training exercise, and no one... What do they think is happening? I still don't get it. Is it like when the British invaded our colonies, and they would come into people's houses and take their sugar and their flour, and I don't know.
I think.
Use it.
I don't think they know.
Yeah.
What they're being taken over from.
And what are they... What,
what are they taking over from?
And what is Obama going to take from them?
You're already part of America.
Right. He can't...
As much as you don't want to be.
Obama can't take your hate. That's in your heart.
Oh, there ain't no letting go of that.
Relax.
He's coming for my hatred.
No. Jade Helm can take over your city. When they leave, you're still going to be just as miserable.
So once again, the Army is saying this training exercise will go mostly unnoticed. It won't interfere with private citizens. It will not violate anyone's privacy or rights. It will not disrupt economies or livelihoods. State and local officials will receive updates as the exercises progress and are equally committed to ensuring the training occurs smoothly.
And the other, okay, that's fine. But wouldn't you be irritated if it was like you're going to have a block party outside, say, you know, I don't know, a barbecue, a whole thing, and then all of a sudden the Navy SEALs are doing a training exercise? They're running around in their tanks? That's disturbing.
Well, that's all they're doing is driving around.
It's loud.
And there's army bases everywhere.
They're screwing up traffic.
Well, that might happen. Might be a little inconvenient.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're taking over.
I don't either.
Meanwhile, they're okay. Most people are okay, except Peterson, Virginia, with assholes driving around in convoys with stars and bars waving. They're not worried about that invasion.
Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, first of all, if I'm the Army, you better be careful when you're training in these little redneck enclaves, because you don't know when you're going to happen upon some, I don't know, weird white supremacist, crazy militia libertarian nut job with his bunker of guns.
Right.
And then when he sees you on his security cameras, he's going to be like, this is what I've been preparing for my whole life. He's going to shoot you.
This is the video game I've been playing.
Yeah. You unearthed the lunatic. Now you have to deal with it.
Lots of gun stuff you've been posting. Yeah.
I don't even remember the last gun thing I posted. It was just thoroughly irritating.
Well,
it's
more about these studies that are showing that, guess what? More guns doesn't mean less crime.
Guns kill people. That's what I've learned from, you know, reading those articles.
Right.
I don't know.
Guns, yeah, it kind of end lives.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear Steve King?
Oh, yes, please.
Steve King from Iowa.
He's the guy that said Mexicans coming across the border, their calves are incredibly large because they've been carrying
size of cantaloupes
bales of marijuana with them.
Yes.
Okay.
He said for every one dreamer,
okay,
that we have, there's 100
rapists
that come across the border with calves the size of cantaloupes from carrying 75-pound bales of marijuana.
That's so weird. I mean, it's clearly a guy that likes cantaloupes.
Right.
Because who would compare the size of a cantaloupe to anything? This is strange.
So Donald Trump, you know, has been, much to their chagrin, pulling the curtain back on the real Republican policy when it comes to immigration and how they feel about Mexicans and our friends to the South. How do you think Steve King reacts to Trump's comments?
Oh, he loves it.
Steve King.
Steve King will not be outdone.
Ringing in on Donald Trump's comments.
Donald Trump has recently been, he's recently called some illegal immigrants from Mexico rapists, and he said that they're bringing drugs into this country. Do you think that that's an accurate statement?
Steve King's like, oh, do
he's
I?
He's pausing, he's smiling.
Oh. I know the facts, and the facts are this, from Drug Enforcement Agency, 80 to 90% of the illegal drugs consumed in the United States come from or through Mexico.
Okay. What does that have to do
80 to 90%
illegal immigrants?
First off, we don't have to believe his numbers, because when someone says 80 to 90%, they probably don't know what the fuck they're talking about. How can you not know?
That might not be that wrong. He's saying illegal drugs, first of all, you'll notice, because now America's biggest, one of the biggest cash crops now
is marijuana.
Is legal marijuana. So he threw illegal in there. But his point, I don't know what his point has to do with. Does he really think that all these illegal immigrants are really are drug mules? Like
they're meth mules.
Has got 18 pounds of coke shoved up their assholes as they're coming across the Rio Grande.
Everybody always says assholes, but you forget the other orifices. There, you have you have two nostrils.
Your dick?
You can get some meth up there.
Oh.
Your ear.
The facts are this, from Drug Enforcement Agency, 80 to 90% of the illegal drugs consumed in the United States come from or through Mexico.
Okay.
That's a fact that I received repeatedly from Drug Enforcement, the DEA. And 11 months ago, I went down to the border and toured all along the border, Brownsville, McAllen, Laredo, along that way. And of course, I've been almost this whole border at one time or another, and interviewed people there that are taking care of the juveniles who were illegally coming into America.
He's been the congressman from Iowa.
Right.
Is patrolling the border.
How is he?
Brownsville, Laredo.
That's a hell of a commute. He must have a plane.
And I asked the question, how many of these girls, you go into a transfer home, how many of these girls are raped along the way? And I asked it place after place. The most consistent answer I got was 75%.
Yes. Right. So these are girls that are coming in.
Yes.
These are kids that are coming in that are being raped by heinous people who are in the business of smuggling them in. They're not the ones coming in. The ones doing the raping are not the ones coming into the country. They're raping them along the way, and they're raping them as they're traveling in country.
They're victims. So,
right.
This guy is talking about victims.
Donald Trump is criminalizing every immigrant. Then this dickwad, Steve King, is talking about the victims. But how is that? And how does the fact that all the drugs come through Mexico, how does that equate to the fact that all the illegal immigrants coming from Mexico, therefore, are also...
I don't know. I'm really
I don't understand this at all.
I'm trying to understand too, and the only thing I can think is that maybe Steve King is a big fucking idiot.
He's a big fucking asshole, and his view, somehow he's trying to spin it that Donald Trump is right. He's right. They're all rapists. They're all drug.
Is Steve King angling to be the VP? to Donald Trump.
God.
On a ticket. King Trump.
Oh.
No, it'd be Trump. That dude, that's a perfect ticket.
He said
ticket.
He wants Oprah.
Trump King.
Ugh.
That's perfect.
That's good. That's
yeah,
that's
it's very good. Give
some. You go into a transfer home. How many of these girls are raped along the way? And I ask it place after place. The most consistent answer I got was 75%. And I heard Donald Trump say in Winterset, Iowa, a week ago Saturday night, that 80% are raped. That's consistent with what I learned. And I asked the workers, and I counted the sources, seven independent sources, how many of them are given contraceptives before they leave Central America or Southern Mexico. Seven different sources said with confidence, 100% of the girls get contraceptives before they leave. Now, I don't believe 100% of anything, but I would say virtually 100% is probably a very accurate answer. So, yes, they're being...
They're giving virtually. Them contraceptives before they leave?
Let me tell you something. That's not, you never want to hear virtually associated with birth control. Oh, you take
yeah,
your birth
yeah,
control
yeah.
today? Oh, virtually.
Yeah, virtually.
No, no, no. It's,
being raped. They're being murdered. They're being brutalized. And when I know I've been challenged on that, well, you can't conclude that it's Mexicans or Central Americans that are doing the raping. Well, can you conclude anything else? They are being
doing the
but
raping.
They're not coming here. They're raping them on the...
Who do you being raped? Doing
they are raping. Victims of rape, and the price for the transit sometimes is often it.
Yeah, and guess what's happening here, too? They're finding cases of where the kids are being brutalized and raped. Guess by who? Guards here.
Oh, shit.
That's non-Mexicans.
Horrible.
And predominantly is their body. This is a tragedy. And this Congress seems to be immune to it because they're measuring the politics of it instead of the inhumanity.
Listen to that jerkwad so, trying to spin it like they're the humane ones.
Every American is a rapist.
See, if right? we just dart each fucking Mexican here
oh, yes.
and launch him back over the border, Ryan, none of this raping would happen.
Get out the t-shirt cannon.
Don't you understand that because of this... because our border is so open that all of these girls are just flooding over the Rio Grande, that...
Load Pedro!
That we're setting up the rape-a-thon for them.
Oh, rape-a-thon.
That's what he's saying.
It's nuts.
That it's our lax policies are, oh, the humanity. Why don't we care that these girls are being raped?
Who is voting for Steve King? He's Iowa,
Morons
right?
In Iowa.
Iowans, please explain yourself. Because that...
He's really one of the more heinous ones.
He's just so dumb.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen, for Crab Diving Monday. We are going to be back here tomorrow.
Yes.
Same bat time, same bat channel, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Don't forget, you can download us as a podcast. You can download all the great stuff here on the network as a podcast. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, go to crabdiving.com.
Thumbs us up.
Don't forget
like
all
us.
Of our social medias there. Do all that. Don't forget to follow Ryan Pfeiffer on the social media at Rated R Comedy, or go to his website. Find out where he's doing comedy live and in person somewhere soon. RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so Vile.
Back tomorrow, humans.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.